I tell you, Editor Potts, I still think I should sell him.
But, Mr. Flagg, look at his sad little doggy face. How can you sell him when he looks so pathetic?
Oh, he's just doing that. It's a cheap doggy trick. Look sad and he won't get rid of me.
I say keep him. Make him the Masked Minuteman's faithful canine companion, your wonder dog. See, he wheezes.
I bought this big bundle of fluff because I thought he was a wonder dog that talked. And all he does is that. Now, what if I'm in trouble with, say, the commander of the Crown Soldiers, and I say, go, Bunker Hill, my amazing wonder dog, and summon help for your master?
Well, I'm sure he'd dash off and find me or one of the Sons of Liberty and say to us, like that.
And what does that mean?
What?
That growl he just made. How would you know it means the Masked Minute Man's in trouble and needs your help immediately?
What else would it mean?
I want a doggy bone. I want a doggy drink. I want a doo-doo.
Well, I'm sure if you said it straight, he'd get it straight.
Look, if I said, go summon help for me, old wonder dog, it would be like saying, go Bunker Hill and get two tickets for the hottest show in town. It just wouldn't mean anything.
Well, I think you're being very hasty in selling the potential wonder dog.
Potential wonder dog. Did you see that? In the middle of all of this, he just opened the door and walked out.
He did?
Yes, just now.
How did he turn the doorknob?
With his paw. He reached up and...
How did he do that? Ah, he's returned. Good Bunker. What's that in your mouth, boy?
What does he have there?
Oh, they're just tickets of some kind.
Tickets. Dirty. Don't put in mouth. Dirty tickets.
The tickets aren't dirty, but the show is.
What show?
The Hotsy Totsy Follies, the hottest show in town.
How'd you like to be my companion, Bunker, at my side constantly?
Think he could get me World Series tickets?
Or you mean me?
Big fight?
I'm this wonder dog's master. Oh.